Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I have to admit I'm frustrated to hear these stories about real meddling in our elections by the Russians. And I don't mean just posting Facebook posts saying, you know, so-and-so is awful, so you should vote here or there. That's not cool, but that's not the worst thing that could happen. I'm more concerned about the Russians actually, or outside forces actually getting into the voter rolls and manipulating those, or hacking into the actual data when elections are wrapping up. George Forsman is the executive director of the National Security Policy Center at UVA. He's the former undersecretary at the Department of Homeland Security. And George, I'm glad to have you here. So in the last couple of weeks, there's been a bit of a data dump, it seems. Every state in the country was targeted in 2016 by the Russians, and now we find out that 39 were infiltrated, including Virginia. What does infiltrated actually mean?
John, good morning. Well,
good morning.
It means that adversaries were able to get into those voter rolls and look at them. There's really no indication that they manipulated the data. But, you know, we live in a world where every day we're being attacked in cyberspace. And whether it's criminals, whether it's nation states, this is just one of the challenges of an 21st century information technology society. You know, we did it for a good reason, to make life better, to advance technology, to advance mankind. But we're suffering the consequences of not having thought about security in the early days.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you look at your credit card bill and you see that somebody's put a $1 charge on there, you're supposed to immediately call the credit card company, because that could be the first run at, you know, whether you're paying attention and whether they're able to get access. Is that what happened in 2016? Was this the first big run by these outside entities, seeing if they could get into the system and then plot what they can do next time?
Well, unfortunately, John, we don't know, because, you know, there was no reason in prior elections, as states have transitioned from paper rolls, paper registration, paper ballots to electronic systems, other than the Florida recount in the 2000 election. We've not taken a close look at the infrastructure and the security of that IT infrastructure that supports voter rolls. So, you know, this arguably could have been going on long before 2016. And the whole idea of nation states trying to affect our elections or other nations' elections, this is not a new phenomenon.
I took note of this story about the governor of Florida identifying two counties. They are saying that two counties had been hacked, but also saying the FBI made him sign a non-disclosure agreement, which I thought was, with the FBI telling a governor of a state, an elected official, that he must sign a non-disclosure agreement, presumably about material that isn't classified. That struck me as odd. Do you have any insight on that?
Well, John, you know, part of the challenge is, while it may not be classified information, it may be for official use only information. It may relate to a law enforcement investigation that's ongoing. You know, we saw charges earlier this year against a series of Russian actors associated with the presidential campaign. But what I would offer to you is it is a little bit unusual, but at the end of the day, you know, governors have to do what governors do, and there's a separation between the three levels of government. And look, you know, security for elections is not a federal responsibility,
right?
And the founding fathers were quite explicit. They didn't want the federal leadership involved in it.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's another reason I was just surprised to see that. I hope he will assert his independence when it comes right down to it. But I've noticed in Virginia that some localities have said that they are going to shift back away from computerized voting machines to paper, and certainly make sure that they've got a paper trail that can be verified after the fact to make sure it matches up with the numbers. Is that the best thing that we can do to ensure that the the every vote counts and that we don't have manipulation of data at the conclusion of Election Day?
John, I think it's certainly worth considering. Look, you know, the ability for the American populace to go to the polls and vote is one of our most fundamental rights as Americans. And we were probably rash as states, not only in Virginia, but elsewhere. We went to electronic voting for a variety of very good, legitimate reasons. But I'm not sure we fully thought through the security vulnerabilities. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, at the end of the day, we do electronic voting in part for convenience, in part for cost. But the cost of undermining the electoral process and frankly, a little bit of delay in finding out who's won a particular office, you know, it's a risk reward discussion that we have to have, because at the end of the day, one of those most sacred things that we want to protect is our electoral system.
Yeah. Do you think there's a lot going on behind the scenes that we're not aware of to protect the 2020 vote?
John, there is. And, you know, I've been in a round of discussions. I was involved going all the way back to the 2004 elections when it was predominantly a physical security issue in the aftermath of 9/11. But there are clear indicators that both from a cyber defense standpoint, also from a physical security standpoint and a manipulation of the general populace, there's a multi-pronged effort. States, it's not being driven by the federal government. It's being facilitated by the federal government. But at the end of the day, 50 governors have to wake up every morning and make sure that their electoral system in their state is robust, that it's resilient, and that it's able to resist external influences. And look, this is a very complicated world. Both, not only Russia, other nations are actively seeking to undermine our values in America. And the internet makes it a whole lot easier. They can do it anonymously from thousands of miles away.
Yeah. Well, I hope everybody will pay attention to it and treat the individual votes the way you treat, you know, $100 bills at the bank. let's approach it with that same type of security. And we still have ATMs that work all around the world, and we manage not to lose out on that. So somehow we've got to change our mindset on it. I appreciate you joining us to talk about it. George Forsman, the executive director of the National Security Policy Center at UVA. Thanks.
Thanks, John.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.